Mr. Vice President, Sierra Leone warmly welcomes the delegation of St. Lucia to this second cycle of the UPR and thanks them for the report. My delegation applauds the efforts that are being made to ensure the economic and social rights of in St. Lucia. In particular, we commend the efforts by the government of St. Lucia to improve the dire water supply situation in the country. Sierra Leone acknowledges the willingness of the government to ensure the promotion and protection of human rights and the attendant challenges. We note further certain guarantees by legislation and policies, in particular the National Action Child Protection Committee, whose mandate is to act as an advisory body in child protection matters, as well as to coordinate and report on the implementation of the CRC. We note that Act 41/109 of the Laws of St. Lucia, Article 14 reads, subject to available resources, all persons are entitled to receive an educational program appropriate to their needs. However, there are several reports on exclusion of children with learning disabilities. We urge that these children and youth be included in all educational programs. Further, my delegation commends St. Lucia on the enactment of the Police Complaints Act, which has brought about the Police Complaints Commission and the Police Complaints Unit, which are responsible for providing an open and transparent process in the handling of police complaints. My delegation encourages St. Lucia to speedily implement the use of force policy for the Royal St. Lucia Police. My delegation encourages St. Lucia to domesticate the CRC and to activate the mandate of the NACPC to guarantee the minimum age of criminal liability, to deal with discrimination against children born out of wedlock, juvenile justice, and corporal punishment, and further ratify Articles 43(2) and CRC and UP IC. Sierra Leone would like to inquire from the delegation of St. Lucia the role that civil society actors play in addressing human rights issues and their interaction with the government on such issues. Recommendations: ratify human rights conventions including ICCPR, ICESR, and CAP, CAT and OPCAT. 2, set up a national human rights institution in conformity with the Paris Principles. 3, investigate fully and the reported extrajudicial killings by the police and bring any persons found guilty to justice. 4, seek financial and technical assistance for international resources, including from the OHCHR, for implementing international human rights obligations and for facilitating human rights training and education. Sierra Leone wishes St. Lucia every success in the UPR process. Mr. Vice President, I thank you.